The president's election has energized many Georgians on all sides to contact politicians. As you probably know, they're organizing phone call and email campaigns. They're clogging up phone lines in Washington. But what about state lawmakers at the Capitol here in Atlanta? WABE's Johnny Kaufman talked to staffers about the best way to get their attention.
Tom Krause rifles through a file cabinet full of emails and letters written by constituents to his boss, Republican Senate Majority Leader Bill Cowsert.
Probably a half a dozen in there of various lengths.
Krause says there's a theory at the Capitol. One or two emails or calls perks up the ears of a lawmaker. A dozen contacts, and they know something must be up.
Sometimes it gets to 20 or 30, you know it's a crisis situation and something that's going to take a lot of your time.
But Krause says it's not always about the numbers. Sometimes they see form letters from special interest groups where people just type in their name online. Krause says they don't mean much, and Senator Cowsert is a lot more likely to read a constituent's message that is personal.
We try and keep those on top of the file.
Other staffers do the same. Stephen Turkheimer works for Democratic Senator Elena Parent. He says even more effective than a personal message is physically meeting with a lawmaker.
The reality of the situation is that it's very difficult to ignore someone when they're standing in front of you. And that's how everybody down here works.
In Georgia, it's pretty easy to just show up at the Capitol and request a short meeting with a lawmaker. Turkheimer says compared to Washington, where lawmakers can get thousands of contacts for and against an issue, at the state level, just a little bit of effort can get attention.
You can affect legislation at the local level in a way you can't on the national level.
Both staffers, Turkheimer and Krause, say the minds of Georgia lawmakers can be changed if people show up, call, or send messages. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.